It's Tuesday of Holy Week. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station is Santa Prisca on the Aventine Hill. The identity of St. Prisca is uncertain. One tradition claims that she is identical with Priscilla, who is mentioned in the New Testament. Another that she was the daughter of Aquila and Priscilla. Acts 18 says that when Paul was in Corinth, he stayed with Aquila and Priscilla, Jewish Christians exiled from Rome. He was with them again in Ephesus after they moved. They returned to Rome at some point, and Paul sends his greetings to them in Romans 16. Tradition claims that today's station church was originally their house. It could be, however, that Prisca was a 13-year-old of noble birth, baptized by Peter, who was sent to the lions, and pious legend says that the lions just licked her feet, so they cut off her head. The first documentary evidence of the church is from 489. In the older Vetus Ordo form of the Roman Rite, we hear Jeremiah, a foreshadowing figure of the Lord's suffering, say, "I was like a lamb led to slaughter," and then we sing the Passion according to St. Mark. Since the pre-Lent Sundays in the Vetus Ordo, we have been liturgically pruned, emptied out. In life, we lose things as we age before we go to the grave. During Lent, the Church has been imitating the Lord, preparing for the resurrection at Easter. The Alleluia was set aside, even buried, customarily, on Septuagesima Sunday. Music and flowers left our churches on Ash Wednesday. From last Sunday onward, crosses and image have been draped in purple. In the older form of the Mass, the Judica Psalm in the prayers at the foot of the altar and the Gloria Patri at the end of certain prayers is no longer said. After the Mass on Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament will be removed from the main altar, which itself is stripped. Bells will be replaced by wooden noisemakers. On Good Friday, there isn't even a Mass, though we can have communion. On Saturday, not even communion is received. Holy Church is silent, but for the recitation of the office, like an echo of the mourning disciples in the upper room. We begin the Easter Vigil in complete darkness. We are deprived of light itself. It is as if the Church herself were dead with the Lord in his tomb. This liturgical pruning imitates how the Lord emptied himself of his glory to save us from our sins and to teach us who we are. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. On Sunday, the Church had us hear the account of the Passion according to St. Matthew. Today, she has us read that according to St. Mark. There we contemplate the serenity with which Jesus goes towards his death. We are struck by his silence in his ascent of Calvary. It is certainly not a haughty, spiteful silence of disdain. His silence is that of a recollected soul, of a soul plunged in God. It is from this silence that Jesus draws the necessary strength to endure the most cruel torments. His silence is also bound to the fact that he took upon himself the weight of our sins. Thus, in his passion, he is, in a way, identified with the sinner. And the sinner who does not convert will have nothing to answer the sovereign judge when he appears before him at the end of time. Lord Jesus, it is in order to save me that thou gavest thyself over to such outrages. It is my sins that are the cause of them. In making reparation for my failings, thou dost nourish in me the virtue of hope, as thou sayest by the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, "He that hath walked in darkness and hath no light, let him hope in the name of the Lord, and lean upon his God." In seeing thee keep silent during thy passion, I wish also to live this week in the deepest recollection